The Air Force is experimenting with a new procurement process for information technology. The idea is to connect vendors with end users and avoid shoehorning the IT buying into the traditional acquisition process that can be, well, less than effective. To tell us more, Federal News Radio's Meredith Summers. And Meredith, tell us about this prototype.
So news of this prototype comes from Lieutenant General Bill Bender. He's the Air Force's Chief Information Officer. And what he told me during a CyNet showcase...
Bender on a bender here for acquisition. Okay,
for acquisition,
good.
Yeah. And what he told me during a CyNet showcase this week is that this is a learn-as-you-go effort to connect vendors with end users. The hope, he says, is to design a process that actually works. Because right now, they're just kind of, yeah, like you're saying, shoehorning the acquisition process into this design framework that is not really working. Here's Bender.
Buying a tool set for your network is different than building out a carrier or a B-21 in the case of the Air Force. We have to recognize IT is different. It's the number one thing that when our new chief of staff came in, I really spent a lot of time face-to-face trying to describe why this is so different and why we need to actually change, re-engineer the process, and we can fix it.
I should say that this prototype isn't overhauling everything today. Lieutenant General Bender says this is going to take 2 or 3 years to actually roll out and will include partnerships across the Air Force, like in legal, acquisition. Everybody who's involved in this is going to have a say.
And the reaction to this has been what so far?
Well, Bender says overall it's gotten support for this prototype across the Air Force, although the hardest sell, not surprisingly, is the acquisitions office. Bender had this to say.
You don't need another process. We're already doing all that. And I'm like, well, if we were already doing it, we wouldn't be having this conversation.
Sounds like he's pretty unequivocal about all of this. What is the genesis of this? Where did this stem from?
This new acquisition approach is part of the Air Force's overall move into the Joint Information Environment, or JIE. And that's an effort to unify and improve the Defense Department's roughly 15,000 IT networks. And now a key part of JIE is the implementation of the Joint Regional Security Stacks, or JRSS, the DoD's multi-year migration to a shared cybersecurity system. And this is the idea that the military will consolidate its IT infrastructure and then make it so everyone can communicate from anywhere. So if there happens to be, you know, a breach or there's a bug in something, and there's another bug in another branch, instead of each fixing everything on its own independent of the other service, you can say, hey, this is what we're seeing, and it sounds like you're having the same issue. Let's all patch this together, which will save time and, in case of an attack, you know, a much faster response. Here's Bender again.
JRSS is one component of that. It's the infrastructure building out a single security architecture. But there are a whole host of ongoing initiatives that support, at the end of the day, three primary goals where all the services are completely aligned. And that is, first, we have to be mission effective. Two, we really need to get serious about cyberspace and reducing our cyber footprint, as Bob described earlier. And third is to get the cost efficiencies and the savings that are available to us by transforming our networks. And so that means things like migration to cloud, data center consolidation, applications rationalization at scale, and literally hundreds of other initiatives that fold in under JIE. So there's obviously a tremendous amount of work taking place and lots of opportunity.
And that's Air Force CIO Lieutenant General Billy Bender. We're speaking with Federal News Radio's Meredith Summers. And Meredith, we've talked about the Air Force and the effect of this whole JIE and the regional security stacks on them. Anything else for the other armed services?
This shift will benefit more than just the Air Force. At the CyNet showcase I attended, Lieutenant General Robert Farrell, the Army's CIO, said the move to JRSS reduces the attack surface for the Army. Here's Farrell.
It's a big deal. We have over 1,500 in the Army alone. Not sure the numbers in the other services, but imagine taking out those back doors, replacing it with a joint stack, which will allow each of the services to communicate through. It's a good game changer for all of us.
And John Bergen, the business technology officer for the DoD CIO, said during the showcase that JIE is a concept, but so much more than that, not only to the Defense Department, but also to industry. Here's Bergen.
JRSS is a thing. It's not a program of record. It's not something crazy. It's a group of racks with a set of equipment. And I think one of the things the generals have hit on that's key for small businesses is we now have an on-ramp that's a shared on-ramp for industry to come and engage with us. We have a playbook that you can say, if I want to integrate and add value in the cyber realm, I know what I'm going to plug into. I know what to expect across the board. CONUS, OCONUS, NIPR and CIPR, I have standards to play against. And so where you used to have to engage at a base camp post station level and really have that sales force everywhere, the smaller companies now have an on-ramp to engage with us, and we're really excited about that.
So that idea that he just mentioned about the on-ramp for suppliers connects with the earlier idea you mentioned, that part of this whole process that Bender is pushing in the Air Force is to get vendors and users much more closely connected and take out this big, giant procurement process in the middle.
Right. They were acquiring IT and not even thinking about who's going to use this down the road. And so they would put all this effort in and then give it to whoever was going to use it. And there would be all these gaps in it. And so Bender's like, okay. And everybody here within the DOD is saying, all right, well, now we're getting even small businesses and industry in on this conversation. We're getting legal side and we're getting acquisition and we're getting everybody who's going to be using this talking about, okay, what do we need? How are we going to use it? Which then saves time, money, which goes also back to what Pharrell said, which is that, you know, we're reducing attack surfaces. It's making easier to communicate and just consolidating everything into this one pointed effort.
And on this headachey morning after, we now know that for sure, I guess we knew it, but now we know we're going to get a new Secretary of Defense. So this whole strategy could really shift in a matter of a few months.
That's true. I mean, this is looking out a couple of years down the road. I mean, not only this procurement, but JRSS and the whole move to JIE. It's DOD, so everything is going to take a little bit longer.
Federal News Radio's Meredith Summers, thanks for that update.
Thanks, Tom.
Be sure to read her ongoing coverage at federalnewsradio.com.